What is ethics, actually, right? So y'all are getting ethics credit for being here, which is why we scheduled this part of the presentation last on Friday, so you stay. What is ethics? Well, ethics in the technical sense of the word is the study of morals. And so I thought I would start with a very old question, a famous studier of morals, if you will, Cicero. So this is written in 44 BC, which was right before Cicero was killed by Mark Antony's guard. But Cicero says, suppose, for example, in a time of dearth and famine at Rhodes, with provisions at fabulous prices, and suppose that an honest man has imported a large cargo of grain from Alexandria, and that to his certain knowledge also several other importers have set sail from Alexandria, and that on the voyage he has sighted their vessels laden with grain and bound for Rhodes. Is he to report the fact to the Rhodians, or is he to keep his own counsel and sell his own stock at the highest market price? So this is Cicero's question, right? His ethical question is, what should the merchant do? But the more relevant question for the folks in this room is, what should the merchant's lawyer do? That's what we're here to talk about. But because this is a very, very old question, I want to make sure to keep it still relevant. So we're going to fast forward about 2,000 years to 1957 and talk a little bit about David Spaulding and his lawsuit against Zimmerman, no relation to George, in case you were wondering. So David Spaulding, who at the time was a minor, was involved in an auto wreck in the 1950s, and Zimmerman was the defendant. David suffered a lot of major injuries. He had a fracture to his skull, several broken ribs, some lacerations to internal organs. And his own personal physician examined him, as you can see, in January of 1957 and diagnosed all these injuries, recommended that he go see a specialist. And he went and saw a specialist, which you can see there in March. He went and saw a specialist.